Sean Mice here with our six-week accountability. I'm excited to be here. I believe that you are excited to be here. And I do have the recorder going from the very beginning. I don't always on these kinds of trainings, but I have it going from the very, very beginning. And I want to open up the call in just a moment for those of you that are live so far. I know some more are going to be adding on. And I want to have a minute or two to speak with each of you about why you're excited about being here. And then we're going to follow this through over the course of the next 6 weeks. I'd love for you to think of me differently than you normally do. So some of you think of me as a coach. Some of you think of me as a mentor. Some of you think of me as a teacher. I teach certain things. Some of you think of me as a model. A couple of you may not have known me very long, so you don't know how to think of me. But for this program, for the next 6 weeks, I want you to think of me more as a facilitator. I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to teach. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to streamline the model for you. For each one of you, we're going to talk about what your blueprint is going to be and what you are going to accomplish during this six-week period of time. And so I'm going to be a coach and a mentor and a teacher, et cetera. But I'd love for you to just have a shift in your mind that makes me a facilitator. If just for these 6 weeks, if that's what it means, just for the hour, if that's what it means. But I'm a facilitator, and I'm going to facilitate you putting many parts of your business together. You're going to have paired accountability. You're going to be submitting some work. I don't want you doing it for me. I want you doing it for you, but I want to be the facilitator for making that happen. So before we go any further, I'd love to have each of you tell me, and by the way, we have, I believe there's 11 of you enrolled. We had an initial goal of 14, and my guess is there'll be somebody that will let in the next day or two. But at some point, you know, it's cut off. It's 11 or 12, you know, maybe 13. And what this means, it means two things. Number one, I'm going to try to leave the line open rather than muting it. You know, when I've got a call with a few hundred people on, we have to mute it. There's just no way we end up talking about asking people to be quiet far too much. So just recognize that that's the case. And I believe that *6 on your end will mute your line if you know you're going to have some background noise. But I'm going to try to keep this totally open. The second thing is, because it's a small group, and I'm going to facilitate making this happen by giving you a place where you can interact and get to know each other. Is anybody excited about that?
Yes, certainly.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Okay, great. I know we've talked about it a lot in the past, and it's always been more difficult to achieve than you'd ever think that it is, maybe if you've tried to do it before. So with a small group, I put some things into place. We're going to give it a try. It may not be the best the world has ever done, but I'm going to give it a try. There's going to be a place where you're going to be able to interact with each other, exchange information, see what everybody's working on. In order for this to work in this way, and remember, this is a small group. You're going to get to know, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 of you here out of 11. The other 3 will either show up in a few minutes or, you know, sometimes, folks, you will have to listen to it as a recording. I want you to love for you to be here as often as possible, and you'll get the most out of it. So 8 out of 11, there'll be 3 more. It'll either show up in a few minutes or will be later, and there may be another person or two that we let in. And so what this means is I believe that the way that you and everybody else is going to get the best results is to allow yourselves to be transparent with each other and kind of share what you're working on. Nobody's working on exactly the same thing. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about you, you've been working on your idea for a few years, and you still have a hard time fleshing it out. Nobody else is going to hear your idea and then flesh it out in 3 days. It's not going to happen. Okay? And so when you're a little transparent, you show others what you're working on, they're transparent, you see what they're working on, you are going to get ideas from looking at other people's work, and they're going to get ideas from looking at your work. But I can promise you, I can guarantee you, I can verify to you, whatever the word would be, I can tell you this, that if you'll simply let your guard down just for 6 weeks, Because you're not going to accomplish the whole world in 6 weeks. You're going to do one thing or two things. You're either going to finish a book, or you're going to create your coaching program, or you're going to create your email campaign, maybe something else. You're going to create your products or your email funnel or a couple of those things. Or you're going to create a foundation for all of it. You're going to create like 1% of the total business. Everything else can be behind closed doors later. I say all of that, making a big deal about it, because I know that if you just open up and be everything you can be for these next 6 weeks and you'll share, you'll get more out of it and you'll be able to help each other. Now, in order for this to work, if everybody wants to be helped by everybody else, but nobody helps, it won't work. I can't make that happen. Remember, I'm the facilitator here. I'm not a dictator. I'm not going to make it happen. I'd love for it to happen. It's almost like this is a test incubator type of thing. I want to see it happen. I want you to learn so much from it that you can duplicate this in your business if you like, or you see that you don't like it and you say, okay, we're going to go the opposite direction, but that's going to still be a learning experience for you. So I've created a place where you're going to be able to go to be able to share everything, and I'll share more about that as we go through this call. But there'll be a place where you can go. You'll be able to share everything. I'll kind of give you instructions on doing that. In addition to the sharing place where you're going to have accountability, where you're going to post your accountability, where you're going to have paired accountability, where you're going to ask questions, where you're going to share your ideas, you share your blueprint, share the things that you're working on, share your sales pages. I mean, this is a great place and a time to be critiqued. And I hope that all 11 of you will take the time to critique everybody else's work. And it doesn't mean being, you know, nasty and mean, but it does mean being honestly negative when it happens. You know, if you read somebody's sales letter and it's like, wow, this is totally incongruent, you know, it might be nice to tell them the things that are working, that look great on it, and then also tell them about the incongruence. But let's be transparent and say, look, the sales letter is not congruent. This is what we need to fix. Now, what this also means is that if everybody does this for everybody, you're going to get 11 pairs of eyes, and you're going to say, okay, I like what Julia said. I like what Sheila said. I like what Michael said, but I didn't like what Will said, and I don't like what Toby said. And that's fine because it's your business. But the more information that you have, negative and positive, then you can filter through and say, okay, well, I'm going to make this change or I'm not going to make this change. How many of you agree that if you had 11 people criticizing you, let's just go negative for a moment. If you had 11 people criticizing you, you didn't take it personally, that you could create better work than if nobody ever looked at it at all. Anybody would agree with that?
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And so we're getting lots of agreement here. Now, obviously, if we have positive affirmation, then that's going to help too. But I really want to focus on the negative because it's really easy. You know, it's kind of like, let me give you an aside and we'll come back to this. It's kind of like if you ask your friends what your website looks like. But they're your friends. They don't know what it's supposed to look like. They don't know how it's supposed to work. If they try to be critical, they don't know what they're talking about anyway. So what do? All your friends tell you your website looks great. Well, what good does that do you? It makes you feel good because your friends are telling you it looks good. But they don't have a clue. And so we want to be careful that we don't spend so much time in positive affirmation we don't get anything out of it. And now the flip side of this, folks, is in order for this to work, you have to be willing to receive. And I don't mean just on the face. I don't mean just being nice. But if 11 people point out some things, hey, your sales letter's not congruent, call to action's not right, you're not hitting people's hot buttons, whatever the case is, and after about 2 weeks of this, you check out, you're not going to get what you want out of the class. And so I don't know where everybody is at emotionally and psychologically, and it doesn't matter. We've all got our challenges. You have yours, and I have mine, and we all have. But I would suggest for the next 6 weeks, just say, you know what, for this project, I'm going to totally open my mind, I'm going to see where it goes, and I'm going to do everything I can to take things to another level. You know, and let's keep in mind that the reason that everybody's here, whatever your exact personal reason is. You're here because somehow, some way, just studying manuals hasn't worked, or just holding yourself accountable hasn't worked, or just having your spouse hold you accountable hasn't worked, or just joining some mastermind hasn't worked, or just going through coaching hasn't worked. It doesn't mean the training's bad, and it doesn't mean the mastermind's bad, and it doesn't mean the mentoring's bad, and it doesn't mean the coaching's bad. You know, it doesn't mean your spouse or your friends are bad. But you're here because something hasn't worked so far to get you where you know you are capable and deserve to go. You see, all of you, and I've talked with, I'm looking at who's here, and I've looked, there's only one or two people that I haven't dug in too deep, and in fact, I'm not seeing them here, and we're going to obviously work through that. But almost all of you, I know that you have something to offer the world. You know that if you had a coaching program, you could change people's lives. You know that if you had products, you could change people's lives. You know that if you had a funnel, you could change people's lives. You know that if you had the right squeeze page and the right giveaway, you could change people's lives. And most of you have something of those things, but they don't fit together, and so they're not working. But you know deep down inside that you could change people's lives. You know that you can have the model. You know that you can have a business like mine, but there's like something that's not working that's I don't want to say holding you back, but it's an obstacle. It's been a challenge. And so because this is so small, we can be extremely flexible and transparent. We can all pull out all the stops and make you can make your business happen in the next 6 weeks, because you're going to have access to not just me and my ideas and my experience and my mind. You're going to have access to your peers and your contemporaries that are going to be able to shed light on things as well. And so you're going to have accountability. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give you homework. I'm going to expect it to be done in 7 days. You're going to expect it from yourself. It's not because I'm being dictatorial. It's because we've entered into an agreement. You know, if you know that the sales page that you signed up from was probably one of the most negative sales pages you've ever signed up from. And that's why we don't have 100 people here instead of 11. It was a takeaway. It was, look, you're going to work really hard. If you join this, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. If you don't show up, I'm going to make a fool of you if you don't do your homework. You know, the truth of the matter is I'm going to be as white glove as I can with that. But you have signed up to be put through the fire for 6 weeks. Let's make it happen, and let's allow it to happen.
Okay? Yes.
So what we're going to do, I'm going to open it up in just a moment. I keep saying that, but we are going to do that. I am intending in this hour today to give you the whole model. Most of you know parts of the model. You know most of the model that you haven't implemented. I don't want to spend the next 6 weeks teaching the model. I just think that's ridiculous. I just think that would be a waste of all of our time. All of you, I think everybody here has either purchased multiple of my programs, or you're in my membership, or you're in a coaching. I mean, you all know the model, even if you couldn't write it down, but most of you could write it down. So I want to go through it quickly today, but I do want to give you a new look at it. I'm going to give you a new idea that's going to shift your mindset in looking at the model, and I think it's going to power you for the next 6 weeks. And then I'm going to give you some homework assignments. These homework assignments are probably going to take 5 or 10 hours. You're going to be required to post them on the web page that I've made for everybody to share. And everybody's going to be able to see that you're doing or not doing the work. And I know that's another step forward from the sales letter. I wasn't ready to promise all that yet, but the page is made and it's ready. And so we're going to run with it. We're going to run with it. We're going to put it out there, and we're going to make it happen. So before we do that, I want to open up, and I'd love to have everyone share for 1 minute, just for 1 minute. Maybe take 30 seconds and tell me why you're excited to be here, and you better be excited. Tell me why you're excited, and then tell me the one thing that you want to accomplish. And the one thing that you want to accomplish, if you're starting at square zero, you're not going to have a fully fledged million-dollar business in 6 weeks. If you've written the first chapter in your book, but you have no idea what the rest of the book is, your goal is not going to be to get it published. It's going to be one thing that you're going to work on. All of you probably know what that is, but I'm going to throw that out there. If you if you're telling me you're shooting for the moon, great, do that for a one-year plan. The beauty of a six-week plan is you can make adjustments quickly. You make it happen. You can always take yourself through another 6 weeks and another 6 weeks and another 6 weeks on your own to accomplish other pieces, and you'll learn from what we've done here. All right, who wants to go first? 30 seconds on why you're excited, 30 seconds on what you're going to accomplish. Who wants to go first?
I will. This is Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Hi. I'm excited for the group dynamic working together and the accountability just being pushed. And I really am striving to get my product funnel in my email campaign.
Excellent. So let me ask you this. How would it feel if in 6 weeks you have your full product funnel in your email campaign and it's all operating on autopilot?
Yeah, it would be great. It would mean things are on autopilot.
It would feel great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
excellent.
It will.
Excellent. Very good. I'm excited about that group dynamic as well. All right, so we're going to move on. And who wants to go next?
Hi, I'll go, Sean. This is Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Yeah, Sean, I am super excited to be in this program for so many reasons. Number one, having that direct interaction with you and having the group, too. I mean, I'm just excited to have new eyes on my work, new informed eyes, so I don't get the, oh, that's fantastic, that I always get when everything I do. Steel sharpens steel, and I'm ready to polish and be polished.
Oh, I love to hear that. All right, what's your goal for the next 6 weeks, Sheila?
Okay, my goal is, just like Julia's, to load my funnel and get my emails and everything ready so that it's automated and ready to roll out.
Okay. What will that mean for you if you have that in place in the next 6 weeks?
Well, I can finally start making some money and helping some people and moving in the direction that I'm supposed to be in. Like you said, if you do it once, you can do it again. And I'm excited
Excellent.
About getting it done.
Excellent. Okay, so I want to share with everybody, before we move on, I want to share that, obviously, folks, you've all followed me for a long time. You know that I have three parts of my business that are the most important parts of my business. There are three parts, and if I didn't have one of them, I wouldn't have a business. One of those parts is my lead flow, my new subscribers. If I didn't have those, I wouldn't have a business. The second part of my business that is it's the most important part of my business, and that is all the automated pieces of my business. I can enroll somebody in a membership, and they're going to learn for a whole year if I didn't talk to them at all. Now, I do the weekly call, so I make sure I fill in all the holes and, you know, people feel like they're getting fresh information and all of that good stuff. But everything operates automatically. I got 50 or 100 training programs that people can buy them and they can study from them. And without all of that, I wouldn't have a business. I could have tons of subscribers, but no funnel, no products, nothing, and I wouldn't be changing lives. Nothing just happened. I'm going to do a little bit of maintenance here. Lorraine, you were kind of late getting on, and that's okay. Nothing with that. I'm doing this call just a little bit differently than the normal membership call. So I'm doing an open call because we have 11 people in the program. By the way, I'm going to want you to listen to the recording from the beginning so you'll hear all this. But I'm doing an open call, so I'm just going to ask you to hit *6 on your phone. That'll keep you muted if you know you've got some technology. Is that okay? All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute your line. We'll deal with this later. Okay, so, folks, by the way, this is why I keep the membership line closed all the time. because I found that I was having three or four of those screen time. And nothing personally with anybody. We're all so used to dialing into stuff, and you know it's muted. But this group is going to be different. Who wants to go next?
Hey, Sean. It's Michael. I'll go.
Hello, Michael. All right, so two things. One, 30 seconds, what are you excited about? And two, what's your goal?
I'm excited about, I think, just the deadlines, you know, having assignments and, you know, being pushed to get things done because, you know, I've struggled with that some in the past. And, you know, I didn't bite the first time, you know, on the first time you sent the sales letter. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to keep pressing on. But I also had to have the moment of truth. You know, well, I'm not getting it done. So that's what I'm most excited about, just being pushed.
Excellent. What's your goal for the next 6 weeks?
My goal is I'd really just like to have those key components in place to, you know, to really feel like, all right, I have a full business, and then, you know, feel like it's worth working on to build it out, you know. So, I mean, I guess I've worked on certain pieces and just never got it to the point of, you know, where all the basic pieces are in place. So that's what I want to get to.
Okay, so basically you want your squeeze page, your giveaway, your first few emails, and maybe your first product in place.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So I'm going to say the same thing to you I was kind of hinting at with Sheila, that once you have that basic piece in place, you got a few emails in place, you got a product or two to sell, you know, maybe in another 6 weeks you've got a coaching program, you get to the place where you can spend the bulk of your time on lead generation. You can spend the bulk of your energy on lead generation because everything else just operates on autopilot. You see, in my business, if I want to put more into my business, I don't go out and create another product. I don't necessarily create another class. I enjoy doing classes like this, so I do classes like this, but this is not my bread and butter. This is what makes me feel really good about the work I do. This is not my bread and butter, okay? When I'm going to grow the business, I put time and money into new subscribers, and they come in, and they buy the products that are there. They go through the emails that are there. They learn the things that are there, and then they rise to the surface. And for everybody, as you get these pieces in place, that's what happens in your business, and you work much less hard than you do at the beginning. I don't work nearly as hard as I did 10 years ago. I work a lot smarter, but I don't work as hard as I did 10 years ago because I've already created the bulk of the pieces. I can spend most of my time now on new client generation, new prospects, new subscribers, and that kind of thing. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
All right. All right. Who's this? William?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm excited. I was talking to my wife the other day that, yeah, as we know, I've emailed you, and I've had so many different directions, and I'm excited about just having one clear-cut direction, and I know from there, just, you know, following the protocol from there, I'm really excited about that, just getting the manual or, you know, the website, and just get everything in place to build on that.
Okay, excellent. And then what's your goal for the 6 weeks, the manual and the website?
Yes, sir. Just a place to set up where new leads can come in, have the website, and have some type of course that we talk about, and just, I guess, getting ready to scale, I guess. So I'm excited about that. And the emails as well. I want to have those ready.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. All right, let's do this, not having too many volunteers. I'd like to take Laureen next, if that's possible.
No!
Laureen, you ready to go? Hello, Laureen? Okay, that's not working out. So we'll go to Toby. Okay, Laureen, let's give it one more chance. Don't touch your dial.
Yeah.
All right, you're live.
Okay.
It's your turn. What are you excited about, and what's your goal?
I'm excited about having a direction, as the other fellow said. I need a structure to what I want to do.
Okay,
I've just got the ideas, but maybe too many ideas. I need to just hone it down to get started. Once I've broken the back of getting started, then I will be on my way. But I've just been accumulating knowledge. So what? Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to get it out. What's your goal for the next 6 weeks?
To have the structure for the first product. If you feel, from what I tell you, Loreen, work on the chapters for your book, I'll do that. If you say, do a coaching program, whatever you say.
Okay, excellent. Well, very. How's it going to feel when you have that in place 6 weeks from now, Loreen?
Refreshing. Quite refreshing.
Excellent. All right. Very, very good. Well, thanks for sharing. And here's what I'd like to do is take, who have we not talked with? Toby. Toby, you're up. Hello, Toby. I know you're there. I hear the pencil scratching. So, Toby, are you? You got your microphone going? Are you ready? So, Toby, whatever's going on, maybe you've got me muted. Let's take somebody else. So, I've got somebody else in. Let's take Delastina in London.
Hi.
You're live.
Hi. Well, my excitement is getting some focus. I've got so many things I want to do. I just need to get some focus. And my goal is to have my group coaching program off the ground in 6 weeks.
Okay, excellent. How's that going to feel when you have your group coaching program off the ground?
It's going to feel absolutely brilliant.
And is it going to be worth doing nothing else for 6 weeks in your business but just focusing on getting that group coaching program up and running? Will it be worth it to lose 6 weeks of whatever else you're working on to have that in place so you can grow?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. I want to say to everybody, and this brings up something interesting here, and that is that for all of you, one of the reasons that you haven't gotten whatever your 6 week goal is done is you get distracted. That's why this is only 6 weeks, not 12 weeks or 18, because it's easy to hold your focus for 6 weeks. And for all of you, I want to ask the question, would it be worth it to let everything else go almost, except for the critical things, and just focus on this one thing and not be distracted, no shiny bright objects, no silver clouds, no promises, but just 6 weeks of working on your big thing? Folks, just say yes if it'd be worth it.
Yes.
Excellent. So, Delastina, I might have missed it. What are you most excited about with this program?
Achieving focus, working with you and working with the group.
Okay. All right. Great. That's going to be great. Okay. So it's amazing how the clock ticks when we don't want it to move as fast. But who have I not talked with? I've got Toby. Can we chat now, Toby? All right, Toby. I don't know if you've got your mic muted or what. I hope you can hear me, but I can't hear you. I've got
Sean.
Somebody else. Yes.
Hello, Sean. Good. It's Robert.
Yes.
It's
Hello,
Robert.
Robert.
England. Old England. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What are you excited
Excellent.
About?
I'm excited about, I've done so many courses with you over the last few years, and I keep making gradual progress, but I'm still like, I've got this final leap. And what I'm really excited about is the fact that this 6 week course now is going to get me to the finish line. And I'm especially excited that the other 10 people on the course can critique my work and help me to improve it and make it better than it otherwise would be. That's really good.
What are you going to publish in the next 6 weeks?
What am I what, sorry?
For the next 6 weeks, Robert?
Well, I've got a 10-day coaching program all laid out. I need to get it live. So that's what I want to do. I've just got this final leap to get to the finishing line. It's not huge, but I just need to do it. And I've been sort of putting it off and putting it off. And now's the time to get it.
Excellent. I'm really excited for you, Robert. I really am.
Thank you, Sean.
I believe you can do it. By the way, I've written all this down on one sheet of paper. I don't know how I did it, but I got everything folks have just told me. I literally have a spreadsheet. I wrote it down. I didn't type it out. What everybody's excited about and what everybody's goal is. I don't have Toby yet. As soon as Toby can break through, we'll get Toby on here.
Excellent.
I know that Toby's using Skype for the first time, and I know what a pain it is to figure out how to. I'm sure he's used it before, but for this call, sometimes it's a pain making it work. Okay.
Sean, can I ask you a question? How do you know the names of the
Robert.
People? How do you know the names of the people on the call? Because you don't know my name.
In instant teleseminar,
yeah.
It tells me you're the only person that doesn't tell me who it is. It just gives me your phone number. And then Sheila just tells me she's on a cell phone, and so I just know that when I see cell phone Georgia, that's Sheila. Everybody else, it tells me their name. I don't know how they get it. I don't know if at some point you had to fill out a registration or something, but most of the time I know who it is. And then once I see somebody's phone number, you know how it is. After a while, you just learn who's who.
Okay.
So
okay.
Instant teleseminar.
Okay.
I also want to point out something very interesting, folks. I've never seen this before, although when I think back to patterns, it's a pattern. So we know there's 11 people in the program, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 of you here, so there's 3 that aren't. For those of you that are listening or that are going to listen later as the recording, I'd be excited to see what's going on. But there are, out of the 8 people, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 of you are in the either in London or England or UK. So 4 of you. Now, of course, I'm in Denver. I don't market in London. But it's interesting that half of you that are here are in or near London.
Yeah.
Other 1, 2, 3, 4 are in the South. 2 of you are in Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. I think that's very interesting. That everybody here is either in 3 states in the South.
Yeah.
And we're talking deep South here. Or you're in London. I think that's extreme. That's just, I notice patterns like that, and that's extremely interesting. Okay. But having said that, I want to move on to the next stage. But by the way, folks, just this discussion here so far, is this exciting to you that you're going to have this kind of interaction with people like yourselves? Just say yes if that's the case.
Yes.
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 Excellent. Okay, here's what we're going to do, what I'm going to do. I want to split the recording and have the training separate. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I almost always do this when I'm doing the training. I'm going to let you folks into, I don't know if it's an industry secret, but it's one of mine. I don't like paying people to edit things for me. And I always get confused. Some of you will laugh because it's easy for you, but you know there's things that you get confused with. You get confused with some WordPress plugin, or you get confused with Instant Teleseminar or Infusionsoft. I get confused trying to edit MP3s. It takes me an hour to figure out how to cut the first 5 minutes and last 5 minutes off and make a little change, or I can send it to my assistant and she does it in 5 minutes and sends it back to me a day later. I've discovered that if I just do cuts like this, nobody's feelings are hurt, but I always have a clean recording. If the training itself is something that will stand alone and help somebody else in the future, and then of course we don't have all this conversation on there. So that's if you wanted your money's worth today in secrets, there's your money's worth. And I tell you what I think I'm going to do for the teaching. I am going to mute the line so I'm not having to constantly monitor background noise. So I'm going to mute the line, and I'll do the teaching, and then I'll come back and we'll finish up.